Thank you, Abriel, and thank you, Crossroad Church, for celebrating Mothers Today. It's an honor for me to be given this privilege to speak on Mother's Day 2021. Happy Mother's Day. Hallelujah. Thank you for standing by with us due to some technical difficulties, but that makes a family. We stay now in tune and out of tune. We stay in the sweet and difficult times, and we stay even in trusting and waiting. And today we will listen to the word of the Lord. And before that, shall we all together pray? Hallelujah, God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you that you come to this house, Lord, in everyone's home to worship you. And as we come to your word, Lord Jesus, may your spirit fill our hearts, fill our lives, that nothing, O Lord, will hinder our hearing from you, and nothing will obscure us from declaring your truth. Even now, Lord, as I speak, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of everyone's heart be pleasing to you, to your sight alone, our Lord, our Rock, and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Being a mom is tough. Yan, talagang mahirap ang maging nanay. Pero being a mom in a pandemic is even tougher. Tama po ba? Ngayon dumadaan tayo sa pandemya, mas mahirap ang pagiging ina. Marami sa atin ang nag-struggle, no? Kung paano haharapin ang new normal amidst this COVID-19 pandemic. Alam niyo po ang mga nanay, kasama na rin ang mga tatay, of course, are being especially challenged these days. Not only na mahanap natin ang normalcy ng ating mga sarili, yung mahanap natin ng ano bang normal talaga ngayong new normal sa aking sarili. But also, no, tayong mga nanay, kasama ng mga tatay, we also would like to provide some stability for our children. Ayan, across the world, saan man tayo pumunta dito sa mundo, at simula nung bago pa man, no, magkaroon ng pandemic, ay talaga makikita na natin ang mga kababaihan, ang sila yung mas sigit na involved sa paggawa sa gawaing bahay. Diba? Gayon din sa pangangalaga sa mga anak, at talagang kakaunti ang mga panahon para sa kanilang leisure or relaxation. And I would like to give credit to this post from Riza Cano. Shout out to Riza. Talagang natawa ako sa iyong post. Ang sabi niya, ito yung una niyang post. Tingnan po natin. Hindi baling walang regalo sa akin ng asawa ko sa Mother's Day. Ang mahalaga, sanay na ako. Ayan, that's from Riza. And then meron pa siyang isang post eh. May follow-up post pa siya. Mga mister, igala nyo naman minsan ang misis nyo. I-date nyo, ganon. Hirap kaya magkulong sa bahay, tas puro gawaing bahay. O, diba? Totoo yan. Ngayon, lahat tayo ay in-home quarantine. At yun, come to think of it, mothers are used to home quarantine. At isipin nyo po, talagang mas talagang na-activate at wala ng pahinga ang isip ng mga nanay kung paano ba mag-organize at magplano ng mula pa lang sa pagkain, di ba? At ipasok mo pa dyan, idagdag mo pa dyan ng mga plano sa pag-aaral ng mga bata, homeschooling ang lahat ngayon. But praise be to God, no? Kasi despite of all this adversity, challenges, and changes, mothers are not wavering. Amen ba? Hindi pa rin nagbabago ang mga nanay sa pagkalinga, pagmamahal, at pagtulong sa buong sambahayan. At not only that, even no, it is being extended to the communities together. Kagaya ng mga life group leaders po natin, mga zone mentors and district mentors, even na dumadaan sa hirap, no, sa challenges na ito, grabe, inaaral din nila paano mag-online life group. and salute to you all. That's why today we recognize all mothers, simula sa mga bagong nanay na nagda-navigate sa kanilang pregnancy ngayong new normal, at sa mga nakapanganak. Kamusta po kayo sa inyong mga postpartum blues? Anyway, God is gracious to carry you on, no, kahit hindi po nadadalaw ang inyong mga nanay. We also greet the mothers who have lost their job, nawala na mga trabaho, pero still, no, navigating this difficult time in keeping their children, no, fed and still maayos ang mga tahanan. We also greet the mothers who have increased their jobs since everyone is at home. Tatrabaho dati sa kumpanya or sa mga tindahan sa labas, pero ngayon work from home at nadagdagan ang mga trabaho pa rin sa bahay at multitasking, playing around, cooking, and doing reporting at the same time. We also greet the mothers who are caring for their children, kahit din po yung mga mayroong mga special needs ng mga anak. At the same time, nag-aalaga pa ng mga elderlies. So, salute to you all. And we also greet the mothers that have lost a family member to COVID-19. May mga nanay tayo na nawala ng anak, ng asawa, no, ng mga mahal sa buhay, na nagdadalamhati kayo. And we cheer you up in the love of Jesus. And to every home whose mothers have been lost in the battle of COVID-19, we lament with you, we sympathize with you as you miss your mother. But again, to every one of us, we honor your mother. We honor every mother. Well, Mother's Day is often the day that moms get reminded of the significance of motherhood, di ba? What it is to be a mom. Pinag-uusapan natin kapag ka Mother's Day, ano nga ba ang pagiging nanay? Paano ba mas maging relational? Mas maging intentional? Paano ba maging responsible nanay? Paano ba makita yung importance ng godly modeling, no, ng nanay sa kanilang mga anak? Yan ang mga usapin patungkol sa Mother's Day. But today, no, the message is not centered among the mothers. Yan. Nor how to be a godly mom. But rather, no, we will talk about mother and child relationships. So mga mommy out there, relax lang. This is not a time to lecture nor a time to see kung paano pa tayo magiging mabuting ina. Pero ngayon, titingnan natin ano ba ang sinasabi ng Diyos sa atin bilang mga nanay at relasyon natin sa anak at ang mga anak, relasyon sa nanay. At ano ang tinuturo ng salita ng Diyos upang mapagyaman natin ang relasyon na ito? Alam nyo, hindi lahat tayo ay nanay. At marahil hindi naman tayo lahat magiging nanay. It doesn't matter, no? But what matters today is we are all children. Tama ba? We are all a child or we are all children born of a woman. Lahat tayo ay mga anak na ipinanganak, no, ng isang babae. Kaya today we will be looking at how the Lord wants us to build our relationship to our moms, no? Tayong mga anak na meron tayong mga nanay. Paano nga ba at ano ang sinasabi ng Diyos sa pagbuo ng relasyon sa kanila? In Exodus chapter 20, makikita po natin dyan yung summary ng Ten Commandments. Kung makikita po natin, sabi doon, the Ten Commandments are the ten moral principles of right living. So, ibinigay ng Diyos ang mga utos na ito para po magkaroon ng gabay at panuntunan ng mga tao sa pamumuhay ng tama. Kung mapapansin po natin, the first four talks about the vertical relationship of man to God. And the other six speak of the horizontal relationship with one another. And surprisingly, no, the beginning of this horizontal relationship with one another is about children to parents. Ang sabi po dyan in Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, honor your father and mother, then you will live a long, full life in the land the Lord your God is giving you. So sabi doon, honor your father and mother. What does honor look like? What does honor mean? Alam niyo daw po, in Hebrew, ang ibig sabihin ng honor ay kavod. To be heavy, to honor. Ibig sabihin niyan, we are not to take our parents lightly. We are to value them greatly. That's the word honor in Hebrew. Kavod, to be heavy. Huwag nating kakaligtaan. Huwag nating magaan ang tingin sa ating mga magulang. We are not to take them lightly, but we are to value them greatly. What does God command is honor your parents. Bakit nga ba hindi love your parents? Why not admire your parents? Nor obey or trust your parents? Why honor your parents? Bakit ito ang inilagay sa utos ng Diyos? Alam niyo daw po, hindi lahat. Not all parents are trustworthy. Not all parents are stable. There are some parents who are objectively problematic, questionable, downhearted, no? In their hearts, so evil. They are immoral. And it is very difficult then, no? To obey and to trust these kinds of parents. But nevertheless, God still say to all of us, to all the children, honor your parents. Kavod, no? Value your parents. And God had a touch of promise to it. No, may pangako. Sa lahat ng utos ng Diyos, ito lang ang may pangako. Ang sabi niya, that you may live long in the land God would give you. Ang ibig sabihin ng long, it could not be the meaning of length, no? Nor the duration. You may live long in the land God would give you. Ibig sabihin ito ng long, it is a life that is stable and healthy. Yan ang pangako ng Diyos sa mga nag-value. Those who don't take their parents lightly, you value your parents, you honor your parents, despite, no, they have wrongs, they have mistakes and weaknesses, no, the Lord will bless you with a stable and healthy life. When we honor our parents, you are learning to respect authority. Alam niyo po ba yon? That's the dynamic, no, na nabubuo sa puso ng tao. That when we begin to honor our parents, at akalain niyo yung honoring na yon, doon una dapat maranasan yon sa sambahayan. At ang sabi doon, when you honor your parents, you are learning also to respect authority. Hindi lang ang mga magulang mo, kundi rin ang mga authority sa labas ng inyong tahanan. At alam niyo daw po, when we model this, it's gonna pass down to one generation to the next. Talaga pong magpapass on ang respect, ang value, ang honoring, not only to the house, but even to the neighborhood and to every place that the children would go to. And it leads us to a stable relationship. A strong family ties. And remember, a strong family leads to a strong society. Kaya titignan natin ang ating kapaligiran and we feel, wow, there's this great corruption in the nation, in every town, in every province. Nakakalungkot at nakakadalamhati minsan ang pagiging selfish ng mga tao around us. Pero ang sagot, ang sagot sa tanong, bakit nga ba may corruption sa mundo? Bakit nga ba may corruption sa paligid? Tingnan daw po natin ang paglaki ng bata sa kanyang tahanan. Was there a strong family? Was there a strong family ties? And if that is so, then it will contribute to a strong society. Therefore, the principle that we are giving here, no, in Exodus chapter 20, sabi doon, honoring our parents pleases God. And it is the basic building block to all of other relationships. This is the foundation of every strong relationship. This is the foundation of every lasting relationship. Children, kahit tayo ay 15, kahit tayo ay 25 or 55 na, we still need to honor our mothers. Though they have different desires, different needs, and different wants as the years go by, still the admonition to us is to honor our mom, to honor our dad. And sabi nga, kahit daw po ang mga asawang lalaki, ito ang command, no? Hindi lang ito command sa mga anak, kundi command din po ito sa mga asawang lalaki. Let's take a look at Proverbs 31, verse 31. It says there, honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. So, ibig sabihin po dito, kung yung Mother's Day ngayon, no, maliliit pa yung mga anak, it's the husband who will model honoring, no, to the family. At ang sabi doon, value her, praise her, no, put heaviness and put importance for all your wife's doing, no, in your home. And because of this, I want to give you the three priceless gifts we can give our mothers. Ayan. Mayroon daw pong tatlong walang presyong mapapantay, no, sa ating mga magulang na maaari po nating ipagkaloob ngayon. The three priceless gifts that we can give our mothers are, number one, affirmation. Number two, affection. And number three, attention. So, tingnan po natin isa-isa. What is the gift of affirmation? Simulan ko po ang isang kwento mula sa isang eskwelahan, no? Meron daw pong teacher who will be giving a quiz in math, and then meron siyang palaisipan na test question na binigay sa kanyang mga estudyante. Ang sabi niya, ito ang tanong. If you belong to a family of 10, there is your father, mother, and yourself with other 7 siblings. So, there are 10 of you in the family. And there is one apple pie. So, how much would each person get? So, ilan daw ang magiging share ng bawat isa sa buong pamilya kung mayroon lang iisang pie at 10 ang miyembro ng pamilya. Mayroon pong isang bata, dali-dali siyang sumagot. Ang sabi niya, teacher, teacher. Sabi niya, 1/9. So napaisip yung teacher, 1/9? But you are 10 in the family. But there are 10 of you. Sumagot po ang batang ito. Ang sabi niya, well, teacher, you do not know. You don't know my mom. Hindi mo kilala ang nanay ko. If there are so many in the family, she would not even get a piece. Ayan, diba? Ganyan ang mga nanay. Titiisin ang gutom. Titiisin ang pagod. Moms are very sacrificial, selfless. No, sila po yata talaga ang hindi nauubusan ng pag-ibig. And you can see, no, kahit simpleng mga pagkain, talagang ready ang food on time, on the table. And talagang assuring that the house is very clean. Alam niyo po, ako ay 50 years old na. And through the years, no po, ang nanay ko ay ni-raise up po kami magkapatid as a single mom. And she was really a great support when I was a little child. Pero hanggang ngayon po, she is still a great support to me and to my Ate Bong. She mothers us, no? Salute to my Nanay Feli. Talagang yung pagiging nanay niya sa amin noon ay nagiging nanay pa rin siya ngayon sa aking mga anak. At talaga pong ang lakas ng loob kong mangibang bansa minsan for a short while kasi meron akong nanay na mangangalaga ng aking mga anak at ng bahay din po namin. At hanggang ngayon po na 50 years old na ako, ay patuloy pa rin po siyang nagiging nanay sa akin. Yun. So I believe, no, kahit po nagkakaedad na ang mga anak, at nandyan pa rin po ang mga nanay natin, patuloy pa rin natin nararamdaman ang kanilang pangangalaga sa bawat isa sa atin. Pero dumarating ang panahon, di ba? Siguro noon o marahil ngayon sa inyo mga kabataan, when we want to do things our own way, di ba? Gusto nyo gawin yung mga bagay na gusto nyo naman sa paraan ninyo. And we don't want to ask our mothers anymore. Bakit? Kasi we want to prove that what we have in our mind is okay. No? At gusto rin natin na gawin ang mga plano ayon sa ating paraan. Pero yun nga, bakit nga ba ganun? Bakit mayroong mga bagay na gusto mong ikaw na lang ang gumagawa at hindi mo na ito isasangguni, lalo tigit sa iyong nanay? It is because of our sin nature. Yan po ang ating naturalesa. Yan ang ating natural personality and intuition and inclination. Yung pagiging independent. We want to prove some things, no? Out of our own strength and our own ability. Kaya nga po, di ba, sabi ni Paul, pagka nagkakaproblema na tayo sa mga tao, ang sabi niya, I do not understand what I do. Sabi niya sa Romans chapter 7, verse 15, I do not understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do. But what I hate, I do. Ulitin po natin. I do not understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do. But what I hate, I do. So, meron talagang battle in our compulsions, no? May mga kagustuhan tayo, pero alam natin, pinsan mali naman, or kaya gusto lang nating patunayan. At dito nagkakaroon ng problema. Ang tanong, bakit? It is because of our sin nature. It is because there is problem within us. It's not because we have problem, no, with our nanay. Dahil may problema tayo sa loob. At ito ang nais maayos ngayon ng Panginoon sa atin. We'll go back to affirmation. Affirmation is an emotional support or encouragement. Kailangan po ng mga nanay natin yan. Ang isang suporta at pagpapalakas sa kanila emotionally. Dahil po dito sa challenge na ito, yung affirmation, giving emotional support and encouragement, mag-journey nga po tayo. Let us journey and go back to our journey in the past. At tingnan nga po natin, sagutin po natin ang tanong na ito. How am I affirming my mother through the years? Paano nga ba ako nagiging emotional support and encouragement to sa aking nanay in this, ito na lamang po, in the last year, in pandemic, paano ako naging kalakasan para sa aking ina. And to begin honoring her, no, with the gift of affirmation, gamitin daw natin po ang mga powerful words by beginning to say, thank you. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Nanay. Thank you po, Mama. For what? For cooking food for you, for changing your bed sheets, and helping you with your chores or with every challenge para sa mga malalaki ng mga anak. What do you need to thank your mom for? And sometimes, no, nakakaanoy na sa atin yung nandiyan ang nanay mo at paulit-ulit yung sinasabi sa'yo. Ayan, ayaw na ayaw, no, ng mga bata. And siguro, madalas, ayaw din ng mga tatay yung nanay na paulit-ulit, no? At ayaw nila nung nanay na makulit. Ayan. Pero alam niyo po, we tend to neglect our moms and we treat them, no, as invisible. Kapag ka paulit-ulit na yung sinasabi, tinatakpan mo na yung tenga mo. And you negate or you avoid her. And doing so, you disregard, you dishonor, you take your mother lightly. And that is not pleasing in the eyes of the Lord. Not only saying thank you, but through your words, you acknowledge, no, that not only the labor of love, but you also show you enjoy what they're doing, what they like to do. Like for example, ang mga nanay po ngayon dahil nagpapahinga, parang mas enjoy nila yata ang Korean novela. At ito po kami mas nagbabonding ng nanay ko ngayon. Ayan, yung pinapanood po niyang Korean novela ay pinapanood ko din. At yung pinapanood ko, ay isinishare ko sa kanya. And then, pag nakita kami in person, nagkakaroon kami ng live sharing mula sa pinanood namin. And that is, I found exciting, nourishing, and nurturing. No? So, yun po. That's an act of affirmation. Another is by empowering our mothers. No? Alam niyo po, merong isang bata, no, na lumaki na rin siya sa pangangalaga ng kanyang nanay. And nung nagkaroon siya ng first salary niya, natanggap niya yung envelope niya, no? Alam niyo po, dali-dali siyang umuwi sa kanyang bahay, sa kanilang nanay, at inabot niya yung cash, buong salary niya sa kanyang nanay. At ang sabi niya, "My success is also your success." Dito hindi po ito usapang pera, kung hindi ito usapang honor, gratitude, praise, and putting value to your nanay. And that is affirmation, no? Hindi naman buwan-buwan ibibigay mo ang buong salary mo, pero yung first fruit mo, yung unang sweldo mo, may share si nanay. Of course, talagang yon, it's hard, it's difficult, no? Lalo na sa mga anak na yun nga, you take your parents lightly. But today, I believe God is touching our hearts, no? About looking at our moms as gifts first from the Lord. And therefore, dahil sila iregalo ng Diyos, mayroon din tayong handog para sa kanila. And that is number one, affirmation. So, gayon din sa mga husbands, no? Kung hindi pa marunong magsalita ang inyong mga anak, pakita niyo po sa kanila how to honor your wife and teach your children how to give honor, affirmation to your wife. Proverbs 31 verse 28 says, "Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her." Talagang magkaroon po tayo ng intentionality, mga anak. Magkaroon po ng intentionality ang mga asawang lalaki to find good and to find what is pleasing to your wife and to your moms, and rise up, no, with the praise in your mouth, with the blessing in your mouth, and speak it out, for it really nourishes, nurtures the heart of your mother. Not only affirmation, but also the gift of affection. Let's take a look. What is affection? No, affection is a gentle feeling of fondness or liking. Ang affection ay isang gentle, kumbaga po, maaya, magaan, at yun nga, ang ka-opposite po nito ay pagdadabog or pagtalikod or pagbedma sa ating mga nanay. So, ibalik po natin, regaluhan po natin, priceless po itong gift na to, gift of affection. Alam niyo po si Gary Chapman, siya po ang nag-originate, nagsulat ng 5 Languages of Love, na para daw po maipakita mo ang tunay na pag-ibig mo sa isang tao, not only to the opposite sex, but also to the members of the family. Kanina daw, dapat daw po alam natin ano ang kanilang lengguwahe ng pag-ibig. Na kapag sinalita po natin yung lengguwahe na yon, magkakaintindihan tayo at magkakabukasan ng puso at magkakaroon ng pagtanggap at tunay na pagbuo ng relasyon. Ano ang dialect, anong lengguwahe ang binibigkas ng iyong magulang, ng iyong nanay primarily today as we give affection to her? So sabi dito, yung touch, no? Yung mga nanay kailangan ng massage, kailangan ng closeness, ng tender fondness and liking. Pero syempre, kailangan din po, beware of this, kailangan sa family, we can also find culturally appropriate ways to affection, to show affection. Like for example, kami ng mga anak ko, meron na po akong anak na 22 years old and 21 years old, parehong lalaki. So, minsan po, ipinakita ni Yan, yung drawing niya, no? Nagawa po siya ng caricature of me during my birthday as his gift to me. And then nakita po ng kanyang kaklase. Ang sabi po ng kaklase niya, "Uy, girlfriend mo." So, malaki na yung mga anak. And then siguro pag lalabas kami sa bahay, hindi na po kami pwedeng mag-holding hands or magyakap-yakapan kasi marami na rin nakakakilala sa kanila at sa akin, baka i-report kay Pastor Al, mayroon akong ibang kayakap. So let us find culturally appropriate ways to show affection. Pero hindi naman po naturalesa, no? Natural din sa ating mga pamilya, sa lahat ng pamilya, yung hugging, kissing, saying I love you, or massaging. Pero ang word po dito is affection. What does it mean? How do you say I love you in your own special way, speaking the language of your mother? Yan. Ano po kaya yung massage na tinatawag para masabi natin sa nanay natin na I love you, mom, and do I meet your expectation of loving you? Sometimes we give gifts to our moms kasi gusto rin natin binibigyan tayo ng regalo ng nanay natin. Pero yun pala, ang gusto ng gift ng nanay mo ay tumulong ka sa bahay kahit walang regalo. At pag nakikita niya na tumutulong ka sa bahay, she feels love. And that is affection. Sabi ni Paul in Romans chapter 12, verse 10, love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. Kung mamahalin po natin at ipapakita natin ang ating affection sa ating mga nanay, whether it is intangible or intangible, whether sa pera, bulaklak, regalo, or acts of service, or massage, or yakap, whatever it is, kailangan po may quality control. And the quality control is this: genuine, authentic, totoo, and you take delight. Masaya kang ginagawa ito. Marami po sa atin mga anak, gumagawa naman po tayo. Binibigyan naman po natin sustento ang ating mga magulang. Binibili po natin sila ng gamot. Pinapakain po natin ang ilan po sa ating mga magulang na medyo may edad na, no, na nasa ating mga tahanan. But the question is, do you genuinely do it? And do you take delight in doing it? And if that is so, then you honor your parents. And when you honor your parents, when you honor your mom, it pleases the Lord. So we have the gift of affirmation, the gift of affection, and the last is the gift of attention. Let's take a look at this. What is attention? Ito yung pagtingin mo sa kanila. Ito yung pagmasdan mo. Tingnan mo intently. Subaybayan mo, suriin mo, ano ang kailangan? Ano ang nais ng nanay mo sa pagkakataon na ito? Alam niyo daw po, mayroong tremendous changes na nangyayari sa buhay ng nanay. Hindi lamang po sa katawan. Let's take a look at this picture, no? Noong pinanganak ka, talagang nakakarga ka pa niya eh. At a sexy-sexy pa si mom, no? And then darating yung time that you will walk along with your mom kasi lumalaki ka na. Pero darating yung panahon na ikaw na rin ang mag-aakay sa iyong elderly mom. Alam niyo daw po, ang physical change na ito, ang aging stages na ito, ay hindi lang po outward natin makikita at mapapagmasdan. Mayroon din daw pong inward changes na nangyayari sa loob ng ating mga nanay. At nandoon ang masigla, no? Nung una, talagang nung nanganak po sila, ay talagang kami, talagang asaya-saya po namin. Pero merong hirap, mayroong adjustments na nangyayari din emotionally. At gayon din po, pagtanda, no? Nararamdaman na po ang iba't ibang anxieties, iba't ibang takot. At meron nga pong tinatawag sa huli na stage ng mag-asawa, ay yung tinatawag na empty nest, wherein all the children, no, got married and have their own families at naiwan na lamang si nanay at tatay sa iisang tahanan. At pinakamalungkot, kung ang isang partner o ang asawang lalaki ay pumanaw na, so ang nanay ay maiiwan sa kanyang tahanan o kaya naman si tatay. Alam niyo po, mayroon daw pong anxiety, fears na talagang bumabagabag sa kanilang mga kalooban. And the greatest fear of an elderly woman is abandonment, ang maiwan mag-isa. And being attentive to every elderly mom, no, requires a lot of patience and understanding to all of us. Pasensya na po. Naiisip ko kung matanda na rin ako. And how I wish, no, talagang we could develop the sense of patience and understanding as a child and we as children, giving honor to our mothers even in their old age. Ang sabi po sa Proverbs 23:22, listen to your father who gave you life and do not despise your mother when she is old. Huwag po natin kakalimutan at huwag nating tatanggihan ang ating mga nanay, gayon din ang ating mga ama, kahit hindi sila naging mabuting halimbawa, maging ang mga nanay po natin. Still, the command of the Lord is to honor them. Allow me to read na po ang isang personal letter from a daughter, from a mother rather, to her daughter. So, sige po, yan, ang sabi po dito ng isang letter. My dear girl, the day you see me, the day you see I'm getting old, I asked you to please be patient. But most of all, try to understand what I'm going through. If when we talk, I repeat the same thing 1,000 times, don't interrupt to say, you said the same thing a minute ago. Just listen, please. Try to remember the times when you were little, and I would read the same story night after night until you would fall asleep. When I don't want to take a bath, don't be mad and don't embarrass me. Remember when I had to run after you, making excuses and trying to get you to take a shower when you were just a girl? When you see how ignorant I am, when it comes to technology, give me time to learn and don't look at me that way. Remember, honey, I patiently taught you how to do many things like eating appropriately, getting dressed, combing your hair, and dealing with life's issues every day. The day you see I'm getting old, I ask you to please be patient. But most of all, try to understand what I'm going through. If I occasionally lose track of what we're talking about, give me the time to remember. And if I can't, don't be nervous, impatient, or arrogant. Just know in your heart that the most important thing for me is to be with you. And when I'm old, tired legs, don't let me move as quickly as before. Give me your hand the same way that I offered mine to you when you first walked. When those days come, don't feel sad. Just be with me and understand me while I get to the end of my life with love. I'll cherish and thank you for the gift of time and joy we shared. With a big smile and the huge love I've always had for you, I just want to say, I love you, my darling daughter. Amen. Praise God. So there's this illustration that I want to give you. Tingnan lang po natin, pagmasdan po natin, no, the changes, the stages of motherhood, no, giving birth to death. Meron po akong isang PowerPoint dyan na may mga pictures na talagang ang nanay natin ang nagdala sa atin sa sinapupunan for 9 months. And then as the years pass by, decades pass by, and so, no, from birth to death of ourselves and death of our mothers, may we really love her and honor her with a gift of attention that we could specially give to the one who first gave that special attention to us. Be very careful no po sa ating busy life. At mag-ingat po tayo sa mga distances na kine-create ng business na ito. mga anak, saan ba tayo busy? Busy tayo sa Shopee, sa Lazada, busy tayo sa mga pag-aaral, busy tayo sa work, busy tayo even to the ministry. But be very careful, no, that there is a mom waiting for us and wanting our joy and time to spend with her, to be spent with her. Alam niyo daw po, mayroong isang kwento na ako narinig. Mayroong isang adult woman, adult lady, di pa siya married, sinamahan niya ang kanyang nanay sa hospital dahil sa kanyang monthly check-up. And then, doon sa kanilang pupuntahan, nandun na rin yung daan patungo sa kanyang friend. So, sabi niya doon sa friend niya, "Hey friend, papunta kami sa hospital ni mama and then dalawin ka namin dyan at sa ganitong oras." Pero hindi nila akalain na mag-i-spend pala sila ng mahabang oras doon sa hospital. Madami palang pasyente and so on. So, sa madaling salita, ay na-delay po ang anak na ito sa pag-meet sa kanyang friend. At ang galit po niya ay ibinuntun niya sa kanyang ina. At ang sabi niya, "You gave me a lot of trouble." Yan po ang sinabi niya sa mukha ng kanyang nanay. "Oh, you gave me a lot of trouble." But then this daughter, who is a Christian, now recognized that what she said to her mother were cutting words. Masakit na mga salita. So she repented and she asked forgiveness to her mom. Pero hindi po naging enough ang kanyang repentance. She made the restitution. Narinig niyo na po ba yung restitution? Pagbabayad, pagpapanauli ng respect. Ano niyo po ginawa ng anak na ito? Nagbakasyon po siya ng 3 days from work. Yung 3 days po niya, yung in-spend po niya sa kanyang nanay. Hindi po siya gumawa ng anumang appointment. At ginawa po niya yung pinakamasarap na pagkain na gusto ng nanay niya. Nag-shopping sila together and they do the things that her mom likes doing. So be very careful with our words, with our attention, with our business, for it creates distance away from our mother who loved us dearly. Sabi po sa Matthew chapter 9 verse 13, sabi ni Jesus, "But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice." I desire mercy, not sacrifice. What is sacrifice? A sacrifice of time, a sacrifice of money, a sacrifice of gesture. There is more important than that. And what is more important than the sacrifice of time, money? It's love. It's mercy. It's compassion that we exhibit to our mothers. Be Christ-like in our journey to show love in a genuine manner. Do we give our moms attention? But half of the time, no? Nasa cellphone tayo. Nasa Korea novela o nasa pinoponood natin, nasa gaming. This time, let us resolve in our hearts, the gift of attention is priceless. And our mothers need it. And they deserve it. Why don't we give them an undivided attention beginning today? Hallelujah. Praise be to the Lord. Alam niyo po, mayroon pong kahit po minsan no, sa ministry, busy-busy tayo. Huwag po sanang mangyari na yung business po natin sa ministry ay maging daan para hindi po natin mapuntahan, makalinga ang ating mga nanay. And may mga tao po na kumakausap sa amin at sinasabi, "Leader yan sa church. Leader niyo siya sa church, di ba? Masipag siya sa church. Pero bakit kaya yung tatay niya? Bakit kaya yung nanay niya hindi niya madalaw?" Masakit po iyan. Kaya ang paalala po sa atin in 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 8, "Anyone who does not provide for their relatives and especially for their own household has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever." Ang pagiging authentic po natin, mga leaders in the church, not only no, showing our deep concern to the people in the church, but also deep concern to our own household. To our own nanay and tatay, nadadalaw natin ng mga ibang mga tao. Pero sana nadadalaw din natin ang tunay nating biological parents, no? Even lalo na po ngayong pandemic and in their old age. When we honor our parents, it shows that an adult child really, no, is growing and maturing in Christ-likeness. Hallelujah. Purihin ang Panginoon. And when we take a look at the example of attention, it's none other than Jesus. Jesus was brutally whipped. Jesus has this crown of thorns. Jesus had these nails on his hands. Jesus was pierced on his side. Jesus was hanging on the cross. Jesus was bearing the sins of the entire world. Yet, during this darkest hour, during the time that he was about to die, during this painful death na kinaharap ng Panginoong Jesus, he looked beyond himself. And in his sufferings, he looked beyond to look at the needs of his earthly mother. Remember that? In John 19:26-27, when Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. Jesus modeled for us what tender affection and careful attention is all about. He picked his most trusted disciple, John, to look for his mom, who will look after her when he died. This is a powerful model of attention, even to the point of death. Jesus gave the fullest attention to his mother here on earth. Affirmation, affection, attention. These are priceless gifts, timeless gifts we can give our moms. Which of these gifts you struggle the most? Saan ang mga handog na ito, dito ka nahihirapang ipagkaloob sa iyong mom? But it is not too late, mga kapatid, to start honoring our mom. Not only your biological mom, but even your spiritual mom. In closing, nais ko pong kausapin mas mainam pa ang bawat isa sa atin na tayong mga anak ay nabibilang sa dalawang grupo pagdating po sa pagtingin sa ating mga magulang at nanay in particular. Una ang grupo ng mga anak whose moms passed away. Is there anyone here, no? You really missed your nanay. At kapag dumarating yung Mother's Day, talagang iyak ka na lang ng iyak because you really missed your nanay because she passed away. And mga anak, you could still honor your mom who passed away by talking about her life. What encourages you? What is her legacy? Talk about her and speak about her life. Live out her life and legacy. And include her examples, her modeling to you in your parenting, in your own parenting, and in your discipling journeys. And kung hindi naman po kayo makapag-speak well, no, inyong namatay na nanay dahil hindi siya naging mabuting example sa iyo, well, the best way to honor her is not to speak evil to her. Do not talk any negative words or evil words against your mom. And that, in a way, you honor her as you honor the Lord. And the second group are the hurting children. This belongs to the hurting children with no good relationship with the moms, with your moms. Yung pagkadumarating naman yung Mother's Day, talagang bumabalik na mga painful memories mo of a broken relationship with your mom. Siguro, hindi ka talaga na-raise ang biological mom mo. Nagising ka na lang, wala na yung nanay mo. Nagkakaisip ka, iba yung nag-aalaga sa'yo. Perhaps, no, naka-experience ka ng neglect, ng abuse, at ng disappointment sa iyong nanay. Perhaps yung nanay mo, hindi ka rin ina-encourage during your difficult times. Siguro yung nanay mo, hindi ka rin ina-affirm. Siguro yung nanay mo, makulit, kido-compare ka sa ibang mga kapatid. Well, the reality of family life in this broken world that we live in is really messy, makalat, masakit, at nakakasugat. But I still believe you can honor your mom by forgiving her. By forgiving her. Forgive her for being a lousy mom. Forgive her for not loving you unconditionally. Forgiving her for her negligence, for her abusive words. Forgive her. And the key to forgiving your mother is receiving the forgiveness of God first. Tanggapin mo ngayon, kapatid, ang pagpapatawad ng Diyos sa iyo. And when you have God's forgiveness, when you receive the forgiveness of God, you can give freely that forgiveness. It is a choice that you have to make. To begin with, have a humble and contrite heart before the Lord, recognizing that I am too, as a child, I am a sinner and I need a redeemer. Lord, I need your rescue. I need your redemption. At lalo tigit when I look at my relationship with my nanay, mabigat, masakit, mahirap. Pero pwede ko pala itong i-redeem. If you first redeem my heart, pwede pala itong ma-rescue, pwede pala itong maayos if you first rescue and restore my heart. And if you cannot say, if you would say to me, Ate, I cannot forgive my mom. Sobrang sinaktan niya ako. Well, we can come to the Father and ask the Holy Spirit to touch your heart right now and make it a fleshy heart so that you will be able to forgive. Alam niyo po, when I am hurting, pag minsan, no, nasasaktan din ako, madalas nasasaktan ako ng mga tao at nakakasakit din naman tayo. But right now, when I feel hurt, this is my journey. When I feel hurt, when I get hurt by my children, when I get hurt by my husband, no, talagang pinipilit ko lumakas, pinipilit kong mag-rest back. And I ask the Lord, Lord, give me vision so I can be strong. Give me dreams so that I can look ahead and what lies before me. Give me vision and dreams, Lord, so that I can go from this pain. But the Lord would not answer me with vision and dream. But instead, He would give me tears. Bibigyan lang ako ng Diyos ng luha. I prayed for vision. I prayed for dreams. But God gave me tears instead. And yun pala yun. When I begin to cry and cry and cry, and then all my selfishness will be washed away. All my bitterness will be washed away. And all my hatred and my anger will be washed away. And then I begin to dream again. And I begin to love again. So this is the journey of mothers. I want you to see the power of God to heal us. And this is the journey that the children need to go through. The power of the Lord that is able to heal us. Good news, mga kapatid, because there is the Heavenly Father. Our Heavenly Father already gave us these three priceless gifts. Alam niyo po ba yun? Ibinigay na ng Diyos Ama sa atin ang mga handog na ito. First, He gave us His affirmation. Sinasabi niya sa atin, you are special. I need you in your mother's womb. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are loved. You are forgiven. You are chosen. You are redeemed. You are whole. You are precious. You are special. Purihin ang Panginoon. The Heavenly Father already gave this to us. Kaya beginning today, you are who God says you are. Amen? You are who God says you are. Mga anak, if you see your worth in the Lord, then you will be able to give worth to your mother. Mga nanay, if you don't see your worth to your husband, if you don't see your worth to your children, look unto the Heavenly Father, for He gave you and He keeps on giving you the heaviness, the worth, the value, the honor that is specially for you. Not only that, the Heavenly Father gave us His affection through Jesus. In Romans chapter 5 verse 8, but God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Imagine that great affection. We are looking for affection to our husband, to our children. At umuwi na lang tayo, natatapos na lang ang Mother's Day na umiiyak tayo dahil walang nakaalala. But you know what? 2,000 years ago, hindi pa tayo pinapanganak. God already showed His tender affection to you, to me, by Jesus giving His life as a ransom for our sins. Purihin ang Panginoon. And when we talk about attention, no one looks at us, no one pays attention and gives time to us. Remember this, our God, our Heavenly Father is omniscient. He is here. He is present. He knows what we are going through. He knows what we are facing today. He knows that you need help. He knows that you need healing. He knows that you need companion. He knows that you need encouragement. He knows our condition very well. Not only to the mothers, but to every one of you, to every one of us who are here. God is here and He is looking at you. And He tenderly looks at you and He says, I have all the time in the universe to listen to you. Come. Come and share your heart to me. For I am not in a hurry. I am not in a rush. I have so much time for you. Hallelujah. That's why in Isaiah 49:15-16, it says, can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. This is how God remains attentive, present to all of us. And verse 16, see, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are ever before me. God knows you by your name. And your name is written in the palm of His hand. That even our earthly mothers would fail us, our Heavenly Father won't fail us. His love is eternal. His love is unconditional. To all of us right now, would you come to the Father right now and embrace His affection, His affirmation, and His attention to you. And to all of us now that we receive this gifts from the Lord, receive it freely, receive it richly, receive it wholeheartedly, so that we can have something to give, we can have something to share to our moms, to our parents, to everyone, to every people God will give you. I want to pray for all of us today. Number one, let us receive the Heavenly Father's love of affection, affirmation, and attention. And as we receive it, let us be thankful to Him. And let us ask the Lord God, strengthen me with all these gifts so that I can also be a blessing to my family. Let us all together pray. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you that you are gentle, loving Abba Father. You are our Father. You are our Father, God. Thank you so much. Thank you that you shower us with your words of affirmation. Thank you that we can look at ourselves the way you look at us. Thank you that you have given us, Lord Jesus, who paid for our sins, the great measure of affection and love is seen and received through Him. Thank you. Thank you that we can have abundant life because you are attentive to us. You are with us. Thank you. Thank you for providing your presence among us today in the presence of the Holy Spirit. Thank you that you have deposited the power of the Holy Spirit in our hearts, that in times of doubts, in times of darkness, in times of sickness and confusion, you help us make sense of things, Lord. Salamat po. And thank you, Heavenly Father, that even when we are wounded, you come to us to mend us. Even when we are broken, you come to us and heal us. I pray for every mother here, receive the affirmation, affection, and attention from our Heavenly Father. And right now, every child here, bawat bata, bawat anak na nandito, we will be receiving the same gifts from you, our Heavenly Father. And right now, we see a household of praise, a household of love, a household of affirmation, a household of affection and attention na hindi kami makukulang sa pagkalinga sa bawat isa simula ngayon hanggang sa panahon na kami tatawagin mo sa langit, because it is your love that remains in our life, in our home, in our hearts. To you be all the glory and praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Purihin po ang Panginoon. Hallelujah. If you want to be ministered upon continuously po, just leave a message to our comment box and we will be praying for you po. And pag-usapan po natin, ito pong ating reflection. I want to read this reflection habang po tayo naggugunitapan ng pag-ibig ng Panginoon with the three priceless gifts: affirmation, affection, and attention. Think about the moments you received these gifts from the Heavenly Father and begin to open your heart to Him with thanksgiving. Isipin mo, kapatid, ano mga detalye, ano mga specific acts of affirmation, affection, and attention ng Heavenly Father sa iyo? Whether you are a mother, a father, or a child, I believe God showed it and He keeps on showing it. Can you write it down? And can you begin to thank Him? And number two, which of these three gifts you struggle in giving to your mom? Why? Bakit ka nag-struggle? And what would be your specific actions to giving priceless gifts to her beginning today? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Bless our reflection time today. To you be all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.